What have you for me today, Lord? What have you for me today? It's here at your feet I want to be. What have you for me today?
You're listening to The Sons Are Free. The topic today is to tithe or not to tithe, the search for truth. Part 9. In the previous episode, we reviewed Jesus' example of what to do with an offering. He blessed the offering of 5 loaves and 2 fishes, then gave it back to the people to eat their fill. He kept nothing for himself. With Jesus as our example, let's look at how men treat an offering for the church. Who's robbing who? When the Lord first led my wife and I to leave the institutional church, we felt called to home church. Since both of us had attended institutional churches all of our lives, the new direction challenged us, and the alarmed reaction of our friends nearly persuaded us to ignore the Lord's leading. To settle our minds and spirits, the Lord showed us numerous scripture references about believers meeting in homes. They are Acts 5:42 and 7 additional scriptures in the New Testament. Conversely, there is not even one scripture in the New Testament where believers bought land and erected a dedicated church building. Home church provides for the kind of relational Christian fellowship, freedom, and flexibility we have always longed for. One of the many questions as a home churcher is the subject of the collection. There are clues in the New Testament about giving, such as the glimpses of the early church in Acts 2 and 4, where everything was shared, every need was met, and there were no needy persons among them. Giving and the collective wealth of the early church was shared by all, where it's apparent believers discussed their needs and helped carry each other's burdens. They loved one another in action and did their best to emulate Christ, whose example was giving all. The early church was a close-knit family who walked the talk. The picture of the church that emerges from Acts and the letters of Paul differs radically from the Old Testament. In the OT, the Levite priests were the recipients of the tithe, and the other 11 non-priest tribes of Israel were responsible to bring the tithe to them. The reason was simple. The Levites were restricted from sustenance farming by the paltry amount of land they received. Since their purpose was the priesthood, where they worked day and night in the temple, the other tribes had to feed them. Now we turn the page to the New Testament, where suddenly every believer is benefiting from the offerings for the church, not just a select few. The reason became clear when the Lord showed me 1 Peter 2:5-9, and Revelation 1:6, which say we are all priests in Christ. That exposes yet another of the fatal flaws in trying to repurpose the tithe in the body of Christ. The biblical pattern for the tithe is that the non-priest tribes bring the tithe to the temple for the priest tribe, Levi. God and the tithe were the inheritance of the Levites, and as such, the Levites were wholly consecrated to God, who shared everything with them. In other words, instead of getting off with giving just 10% to God, as did the other tribes, the Levites had to give all that they are, 100% of their very selves, to God. The Levite priesthood was a foreshadow of the New Testament believers, who have received God as their inheritance by giving themselves wholly, 100%, to God through Jesus Christ. That we are one priesthood in Christ Jesus is the basis for every believer sharing in the gifts and collective wealth of the early church in Acts 2 and 4. I'm a priest. You're a priest. All believers are priests now, and therefore the same in the eyes of God. Like Paul wrote, "There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." In our oneness, or unity, if you will, we share everything in Christ. Concerning oneness, Jesus made clear in Matthew 25:40 that giving to these brothers of mine is the same as giving to Christ directly. If you didn't already know, you became a brother of Christ when you first believed in Him and invited Him to dwell, to live, within you. Your body is now His house, His temple. With that in mind, we need to assess who is really being robbed when ministers quote Malachi 3:8 and 9 to their congregations. But first, let's back up a few verses and read Malachi 3, verse 5, for some context. "So I will come near to you for judgment. I will be quick to testify against sorcerers, adulterers, and perjurers, against those who defraud laborers of their wages, who oppress the widows and the fatherless, and deprive aliens of justice, but do not fear me, says the Lord Almighty." Note that God is angered when laborers are defrauded of their wages. The robbery spoken of in Malachi had to do with Levites abandoning the temple service when they didn't receive their portion of the tithe and were forced to work the fields to eat. In Nehemiah 13, verses 4 through 13, we see an example of how robbing God takes place. The wicked priest Eliashib opened the temple storerooms to Tobiah, and the portions of food assigned to the Levite priests were not distributed to them. Presumably, Eliashib and Tobiah helped themselves to the food intended for the Levites. To make matters worse, Tobiah wasn't even a Jew. He was a Molech-worshipping Ammonite. Nehemiah wrote that all Judah brought the tithe, and once Tobiah was evicted from the temple and trustworthy priests were put in charge of the storerooms, the Levite priests began receiving their portion once again and resumed serving God, thereby ending the robbery. And there in Nehemiah 13, verses 4 through 13, you have the very picture of what happens in the church today. The priesthood of believers is being robbed by those who are in charge of the offerings of the church. If it isn't clear, there were two sides to the tithe: the bringing and the distribution. God wasn't robbed with the bringing of the tithe. God doesn't eat, and God doesn't desire sacrifices. God was robbed of worship and praise when His priests abandoned their service to Him because the tithe was withheld from them. Friends, you aren't the ones robbing God. The ones robbing God are the ones who accuse you. To every believer who bought into false tithe teaching and who brought their tithe to the local storehouse, you should inquire about the distribution of the tithe. After all, you're a priest, and the tithe belongs to the priesthood. So when do you collect your portion to meet your need? If men are going to preach, "Bring the whole tithe to the storehouse," then they ought to preach the distribution of the tithe to the priesthood. Brothers and sisters, you are the priesthood. If the tithe still applies, like so many claim, and you aren't receiving your portion, you're being ripped off. Can you see now why the tithe doesn't work in the body of Christ? If everyone is a priest and shares the tithe, who brings the tithe? If, as a priest, the tithe belongs to me and I'm required to tithe, can I not simply turn around and take back my tithe as my portion? Tithing makes no sense where everyone is a priest. On the other hand, sharing everything where everyone is the same makes perfect sense. Isn't it time we began sharing again, like the early church did in Acts 2 and 4? Like Jesus did with the loaves and fishes? In the next episode, we'll take a deeper look at the single most important reason why tithing has no place in the church, nor in our Father's kingdom. The transcript for this episode is found at rss.com, home of the Sons Are Free podcast. It includes all scriptures cited in the episode. The transcript can also be found on the blog at thesonsarefree.com. That's all for today, friends. Remember, Christ has freed us so that we may enjoy the benefits of freedom. Therefore, stand firm and let no one put you under the yoke of slavery again. Thank you for listening to The Sons Are Free. I'm Jack Helser. Until next time.